Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
Whether you are looking to buy your dream property for half price, start your own real estate business, or create a passive income so you can enjoy the lifestyle you've always dreamed about, you have found the right place.
By the way, we hold a drawing for a free property every single month. Enter to win the land by rating this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
All right, let's get this thing started.
Today, Jill and I talk about what makes us the experts at buying unwanted rural land and selling it for more, flipping land. In the small group of industry experts in our little niche, we have purchased and sold more property than all of them. Join us. Jill, what's going on in your acquisition world today? This is the highlight of my day, by the way.
To talk to you because you
constantly one up yourself on the amazing acquisitions that you come up with.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So here is what I have going on today. This is so awesome. I don't know what to do with this right now. Okay. I got a call just a couple hours ago from a little lady in Montana, something like that. And she has some land in, I called her back, just like, hey, this is Mrs. such and such. I have a piece of property. I have an old letter here from you. And, you know, please give me a call as soon as you can. So I gave her a call back. Turns out this is fantastic. Okay, so turns out, Great Falls, Montana. It's the coolest thing. She and her husband have 6 acres in Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah.
She said we were going to build a house there, and he passed on years ago. And it's clearly she just got another tax bill. She hadn't even opened it. She said, I have the tax thing here. I said, okay, great. So bless her heart, she opened it up, read me the APN off of it. I just popped it and looked at it, and it's fantastic. I mean, I'm serious. There's a paved road really close. I mean, we're talking, it's super easy access. There's ranches in the area. Here's the best part. So I thought, all right, I just went on Land Watch and I'm looking it up to see what taxes are current, all that good stuff. It's just in her name. She checks, all my boxes are checked. I'm like, okay, I'm trying not to get too excited. So I go to Land Watch. Guess what? So I pull up, I put in U.S., I put in Colorado, I put in Pueblo County, I put in 4 to 10 acres, and I put in land. Okay, guess how many pop up?
Zero.
Close.
Three.
16. That's not that many.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So check it out. All right, so what's this next thing I do is I sort by price, low to high, just to see what this is worth. And it's the cheapest there is 5 acres. For $14,900.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, do you have any idea? She goes, I don't even remember what we paid for it and all that. She's just the sweetest thing. So check this out too. I go looking up. It was bought back in 1985. And you know what the seller name is? United States of America.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I've never seen that. I was going to ask you, have you ever seen that?
No.
Right.
No, I haven't.
So it's a warranty deed. I can tell that. I'm like, did they have this land they were holding on to something and they didn't? The district, it's the South Pueblo Soil Conservation District.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So what was that?
Well, it's probably some government agency that decided to liquidate all kinds of stuff. And I bet they rolled it into some kind of tax sale or some special thing. So yeah. If it's something specific like that, that makes sense. But if it just says USA, that would concern me a little.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's the township. So I'm pretty darn excited, I got to tell you.
So did you guys talk price at all?
No, not yet. Yeah. You know me. Yeah. I don't talk price on the first call.
Right.
I never talk price on the first call.
Well, this is kind of, you know, it comes into our topic today. What makes us the experts?
Oh, I like
maybe that's a good tip. You don't talk about money right up front. Like, nope. you have good manners at a cocktail party or something.
I do. That's right. I don't say, hey, what do you do? Hey, what's your net worth so I know what to offer you? When your husband passed, are you really set up? Do you really care about this asset? Could you imagine?
That's the best way to never go anywhere in life.
Right? That would be hilarious. How much money are you looking to get out of that? AKA, how much do you need? No, that would be so darn funny. Oh my gosh. That would be a funny thing to do someday. We'll just have all the things not to say.
Yeah. Well, they're running through my mind right now, so maybe we could do it right now for one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like going out on a date and asking really inappropriate stuff. You could do a whole Saturday Night Live skit on it.
Oh my gosh, you sure could. Yep, you're right. That's hilarious. How to tick off a seller.
Right.
The way. Well, you know it's worth nothing, right?
I bet that happens.
I bet. That's so.
So your whole thing is, because let me start from the beginning, just so in case we have new, like, two or three new listeners.
Maybe two.
We send a ton of mail out to people who own property, and there's a lot of ways to do it, so we can kind of figure out whether or not they want it. And it obviously, it's been working for years and years and years. And this is a perfect real world example of somebody that responded to the offer. They called us. Jill answers the phone, or gets to Jill's desk. However, she's ready to sell it. And Jill goes to work and talks about the property and walks her through the process, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's one of the small reasons, I guess, for the experts.
Exactly. Yeah, and I wanted to get back to that tip because it's a really valuable one. Is I really don't, if they have a figure in mind, I want to know what their figure is, but I don't throw out there what I'm willing to pay yet, because even if I know what it's worth in that area, I'm not going to throw out a number. I want them to sit and think and let them know that I'm really doing my homework and deciding if it's something I really want, which
right.
Most of these letters, you know, we've got to that point. And back to the experts, we'll cover this here. Why we're so good at what we do is we're only sending letters to really the properties and the areas and the size and the things we've already met all our criteria and, you know, that we know that we're going to want. So when I get a call back, I'm probably going to want it. It's just going to be a price.
Well said. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And plus we don't send out just letters that say, hey, you're interested. We send out actual offers. So, I mean, I can tell you with a pretty high degree of certainty how much that offer, what the number in that offer was to this woman.
I'm going to guess back then. Let me guess. Mm-hmm. 6 acres. I'm going to say back then you probably offered 4 or 5.
You know, here's a hint. We never, and I know you've only been with us for about 5 years, but, or 6 years or whatever it is. Oh, is it seven now? Sorry.
I've only been with you for 5 minutes. Hello. You know what, Stephen? But it feels like 10 years underwater.
No, 2 minutes underwater.
That's it. Like, I can remember what the saying was. Okay, thank you. Oh, gosh. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, here's the joke. Okay. How long have you guys been together? Oh, we've been together 15 years, but it feels like 3 minutes underwater.
That's awful. Oh, gosh. That's good. Okay. No,
so I always, this has been, since we've been sending mail out for whatever, more than a decade, I bought them out at $500. So we never send out an offer out for less than $500 ever, regardless of size or anything. We'll buy the slightest little tiny lot for $500.
However.
And then it goes, well, unless you get a hold of them, but that's just the offer price. And then it generally goes up for about $100 an acre from there. So if this is six acres, which is a really strange size, by the way, usually it's 5 or 3, but.
Isn't that funny? It's on the nose.
Let me put it this way. I'm extremely confident it's less than $1,000.
We'll see. I don't know. I've seen some interesting ones depending on the area. So this will be a good one. It's awesome.
Okay. So this show is supposed to be about what makes you guys the experts.
Love it.
So, you know, the first thing that somebody, I think we talked about this a couple of days ago. The first thing that comes to my mind is our transaction experience. Isn't this strange to talk about ourselves like this? It goes against my gut. Like, I don't want to brag about myself or talk about what we did in the past, but we got to let people know somehow.
It comes up.
We're surrounded by humor, you and I, but
right.
It's not, you know, we've done what? Almost 16,000 transactions now.
That's what we're going on. You're
since
right.
1999. So, I'd love to talk to somebody else who's done that many deals. I haven't talked to anybody yet. You know, we have a lot of people on the show and no one said No one's even close.
Do you know what's great about this is those are really our transactions. You know what I mean? It's not like I wish if I could roll in all of the transactions that we kind of had a hand in, or we kind of coached and helped and mentored over the years, right? I can't even imagine what that would be. I mean, this is just literally on our books that we had, that we bought and sold. So
you're right. I've taken members in the distant past to tax auctions and they've purchased hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of properties. So yeah.
Bingo.
I can't even imagine.
So that's kind of cool. I think so. Not only just our transactions are astronomical, but the transactions that we've seen and kind of coached and helped with. So I don't know about you, but when I hear that with somebody else, whatever it is that I'm looking at, hey, if you've written 30 books and I want to write a book now, I'm going to pay attention because you have 30 published books on the bookshelf and you've been number one on X whatever time. You got my attention.
Right.
You know, kind of thing. I think that's one of the things that I think people look at with us. You know, you've done that many. Oh, okay. I think you kind of know about deeds. Yeah, I kind of think I do.
Although the first thing we talked about right at the beginning of this was, and you stumped me with the sellers of the United States of America. So
hilarious.
That just goes to show you, yeah, we're experts, but we do learn new stuff all the time.
True. So, but you know what? You got to be a pro to know how to handle some stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, that's a good point, Stephen, because that's one thing that I find myself mentoring our members is they want to know it all. They like some of them have to like absorb everything they can before they take that first step.
Yeah.
I have to kind of coach them and help them along and just say, no, you got it. You got the foundation. You know, you can do this. You got the gist of it. You know, we're right here. Our team's right here. You've got the support. You can do it. So because even now and then, there you go. We have things that I go, well, that's a new one, you know, or.
You know, you and I know this because we do this every day. There are so few things that can go wrong. I know this is going to bite me. I shouldn't say it out loud, but there's so few things that can go wrong in these real estate deals. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, when you line it up to against buying a house or buying any other type of more complicated real estate.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we have a buyer and a seller and a notary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We don't have all the other people that could be involved, like real estate agents and title companies and inspectors and all that stuff. Or investors that can kill the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I say to members when they're really new and they're kind of freaking out about, oh my gosh, what happens when the phone rings? Because I know it's going to ring. Right. And it's like, there's no wrong way to do this.
Exactly.
You can get together on the price and that's it. Once that, it's just a mechanical thing to buy and sell it.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I love it. You know what I think? Another reason that we are so good at what we do is you have years in one talent and I have years. I'm embarrassed to say how many years. Nobody asked me this question. So you're always going to get a different answer, by the way. Years in another forte or whatever you want to call it. And how do I say this? I've learned from you and I think you've learned from me. And it's just made us both stronger and better and more successful. I know I wouldn't be doing this without you. Obviously.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the truth is there were several people that had your job before you, including me. You know, I was obviously the first one that I started this thing in the back bedroom of a condo in the 90s. And, you know, I was the acquisition guy and no one's done it. You made partner doing this very, very quickly. Let me put it that way. The people before you, you do that job way better than I ever did it. I learned a lot actually from. I still do. I still learn about how you're doing this.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean, so you bring that whole personality piece to real estate that I don't think a lot of people have.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. So that's busting, and you're the analytical one. I think mm-hmm. you're the. Yeah, you're just so good at your you make my phone ring, you know what I mean? And you're just the details that I can't stand, you're good at, and boy are you good. I mean, that's really the thing. You and I joke about it and I hope I don't, and you don't, and our people don't take you for granted. But man, we, anyone in our office, we all call him the Excel. It's like, you know, what do you have a doctorate in Excel is really what I'm trying to say.
I didn't know you guys called me that. I thought it was something, Excel master. Something way worse than that.
No, this is the stuff that you're allowed to hear. That's true. That's true. There's a few other names floating around that I'm not going to mention. I'm just kidding. No, but you are so good at that. And I think that part of why we are the experts and are so good at what we do is, you know, we contribute each other. We make a great team. And I know, because I've heard our members say this, that they're getting two for the price of one.
Does that make sense? Yeah, that's excellent. That's a great way to say that.
Okay. So that's something that I think is really valuable and really good that what you and I, you know.
Yeah, I had a member. I asked a member recently. I said, "What, you know?" So they went through the cash flow from land program, mm-hmm. and I said, "So what'd you think?" And he said, "You know, just watching you work in Excel alone was pretty amazing." So. You know, he said a bunch of really nice stuff after that, but I don't, you know, when you're really good at something, you kind of take it for granted. It's like, eh, I'm good at it. So what? Anybody can do it.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I'm with you. And you know, it's good that you said, because I had a couple calls last week, and that was one of the things that people were flat out asking me about. What makes you guys the experts? How are you different from, you know, so-and-so? Like, well, you know, and that was one of the things. Steven's got this forte. I have this. You get both of us combined. We are both involved in our program, very involved in mm-hmm. every
day.
Right. Not just our program, but when we mentor our students, like our weekly ambition calls and all that good stuff, we are together there. You do what you do best. I do what I do best. And everybody's like, they breathe better, I think, just knowing that, oh, if I got a sales question or customer service question, they have the expert. And if they have gosh, I got hung up on this stupid mailer question, they have you for that. So,
right. But. Yeah. It's we are the experts.
Mm-hmm. I know it's weird saying that, but I'm hearing it, you know, we are. The California me comes out now and then.
You know, I love that. What I love about this, there's a lot of parts to this, but I love the data piece the most. Manipulating mm-hmm. the data, choosing which properties that we're going to send offers on and kind of mechanizing that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I love making your phone ring.
Yeah, you are so, I love it. It's great. And I love it. You get me eager sellers. You know, that's the thing I love about what you bring. You know, it's so easy for me to close these deals. It's not even funny. I mean, because again, like you just said, what comes naturally to you, that comes naturally to me. I love talking to people, and closing these deals is not hard at all.
Well, you're pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were going to, you gave a book example, and that's a great example, but if you were like looking for an expert to learn from on, I don't know, I know I'm throwing some crazy stuff out at you, but like how to learn how to bake, you know, what kind of credentials would they, what kind of credentials should they have?
Mm. I would like them to be an established in restaurant mm-hmm. or a bakery or something like that. I would like to sample their goods, you know, something uh-huh. like that. That's a pretty good example. I like that. And I'm trying, now you know what's great about that? I'm thinking about that with us. So that's probably what makes people, you know what? I know that. I know that when I have a seller calling me, because they've told me this, they're looking me up, man. They're making sure that we are legitimate. We have a website. They can, you know, see our track record. They can see stuff that we've bought, see that what we've sold, you know, all that good stuff. They can go to multiple places, by the way, on the internet and just Google my name, you know, or your name, and they know who we are. And, you know, there's so much credibility right there.
You know what I think pushes us over the edge is Success Plant. You know, and so for anyone listening who doesn't know what this is, we have a free program. Well, it's free right now to anybody who signs up, where you can go to successplant.com, and it's a it's a membership site where anybody can ask anything and everybody gets involved. So depending, no matter where you are in the program or in your investment strategy that we teach, you can get the answers to stuff from your colleagues and from us. Exactly. And monitors and things. So I think that would push me over the edge if I was looking at, like, I don't know, let's say I was going to go flip houses, which you and I have done. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty underwhelming. But if I was going to go flip houses, I wouldn't seek somebody out. Let me put it this way. Oh. I wouldn't learn how to flip houses from somebody on a midnight infomercial. And I'm not naming names or knocking anybody's stuff. You know, we're not here to do that at all. No. I would want to learn how to do that from somebody who's flipped a ton of houses, 10, 15,000 houses, or some number, in that case, probably closer to 5,000. Mm-hmm. And I want to see evidence that they've done it. And, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally do. And I get it. Yes. So, no, it's so funny because I heard something really funny today in Bigger Pockets. That they talked about flipping houses. And he worded it so darn funny about how what we do versus that. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to find it. I can't remember. For me, rehabbing a house would seem like a miserable punishment while other people just love it. So that's it was exactly really nice.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I was going to say a different version of that.
Okay, I have to brag about this real quick because this is one of our members, and I stumbled across him. We're so in it. You know, all our paths cross all over the place in this world that we're in. And he was writing something in Bigger Pockets. It just caught my eye. And I'm like, this is fantastic. So, okay, so here's what he said. He said, for me, rehabbing a house would seem like a miserable punishment while other people love it. There are people who would find what I do with land to be boring or just plain ridiculous, you know, but everyone has their own preference. It was just such a good thing. But he was talking about, you know, how beneficial and how much money he is making off this. It was awesome. But he was also, you know, not putting down anybody else for their choice, which I appreciate.
So this is an existing member.
Here it is. Yeah, check this out. You could easily get your feet wet. This is so cool. I'm totally quoting this guy today. It's hilarious. If he listens to this, he's going to crack up. He knows who it is. You could easily get your feet wet by buying and selling cheap land, as Jill suggests. I'm doing this, and it is easier and more lucrative than most people realize.
Great.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
That's such a good feeling that people are learning how to do this stuff from us and making some money.
Well, and they're telling other people about it too, because there's plenty of land to go around. And that's really the whole point of this. I think the reason why we're here is... What?
I don't know if I'm being prompted to finish your sentence.
No. No, you're really not. That was a pause. Sorry. Actually, was a legitimate pause.
It felt like my mom was talking to me for a second. Even the reason that you're here is... I don't know.
I hope I don't answer wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought that to get was. Good grades and be a good kid.
Seriously, it put me right back to being like 9 years old for a second.
Well, shucks. Well, what would you have said, Stephen?
I have to teach people, help people learn, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, that's funny. I didn't mean to scare you like that. That's really sorry. That's funny. That's really good. Oh, yeah. Man. But that's
You're
it.
Hilarious.
Thank you. That's awesome. All right.
What was the topic of today?
I don't know. Just kidding. No.
Oh, what makes us the experts?
Right, because it comes up, and I think those are just some valuable things to share. And I know there's a lot more that we're going to add on that as we go on, but that's a good place to start.
Good. We should do a whole show on, this is what we should do, Jill. We should do a whole show on, somebody asked me this recently, and it kind of ties into the ending of this show. Like, what can go wrong? Mm. You guys talk about how positive it is all the time. In fact, let's make that our next show, all right?
For real?
Yeah, we'll call it something like, what could go wrong? What could go wrong flipping land?
What could go wrong? What could go wrong? I don't have a lot. You know me.
I know. I mean, I could tell some stories. I mean, it's nothing. It's in the very few houses that you and I have flipped together, a lot of stuff went wrong. Mm-hmm. And think, you know what? Think about that. The few houses that we've flipped, albeit made some money, but think of the just the thousands and thousands of pieces of land that we flipped were just, it was like clockwork. It's like punching out a car part or something.
Steven, you're brilliant. Okay. In more ways than one. You really are. Okay. And you are the expert. Here's what I think. This is a good idea. What could go wrong? Let's talk about, we're going to compare our biggest, I'm like writing this down because I'm cracking up right now. Our biggest land, you know, flub or whatever you want to call it versus our biggest flipping flub, because we've done both. Mm-hmm. And that would be funny for you and I to sit and compare notes and to let everybody know, like, this is what happened here and this is what happened here. You guys, it's like apples and oranges. You know what I mean? There's just no, this is our biggest deal over here. Now do you get it? You know? Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, let's do that next time.
Excellent. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think I was going to, you and I are going to say the same thing.
Well, you know, it's a tradition that we title the show at the end, not at the beginning.
I agree.
Do you have anything written down? I don't.
Steven's mom. I don't know if you want to put your mom in there.
I don't.
Scolded. Steven gets scolded about being, why is, no, just kidding. No. How about, I don't know.
How about, turns out we are the experts at flipping land.
Oh, I love it. All right. Done.
All right.
Done. I'm writing that down.
Excellent. So in the next episode, Jill and I are going to talk about what could go wrong flipping land.
Perfect.
Now let's go buy some property.
Do you know what's funny about that is, you know me, what's the first thing I do when something like that happens?
You laugh and smile and start to perspire a little bit.
By the way, we hold a drawing for a free property every single month. Enter to win the land by rating this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. Now go buy some property.